There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Halloween. No, we don't have masks on. Todd does have a mask that he brought in.
I did. I'm debating when to put it on exactly.
How about we wait maybe next hour when you do your Halloween sports names?
Sounds good.
Is that okay?
Sure.
We're also wondering if you give the halfway point with awards like MVP and Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, at what point is the halfway point of the NFL season? Because this is week eight, and usually after week eight, until we got to 17 games, is it at halftime of the games this weekend? That'll be 8.5 games in, and then we could come out with our awards. Yes, Paul?
But that doesn't work. We have to be on air doing midseason MVP, midseason assessments.
You can tweet them out.
Would you rather be early on the midseason awards or late? Because right now we're early.
All right, well, what award right now would you go, that may change if I wait a week?
A week.
Yeah, there's nothing that's going to change. MVP-wise, it's still Josh Allen, and then you'll have Jalen Hurts in there, and then Patrick Mahomes, and you know maybe somebody else. I'm not putting Geno Smith in there. I think it's a nice story. Although I have people say, oh, you know, you're a Russell Wilson supporter. I've known Russ since he was in college. We're not friends, but I've known him and he's been a frequent guest on the show. That doesn't mean I go, nope, there's no way that I would ever say his replacement key MVP. Geno Smith has been a great story. So is Seattle. They've done a wonderful job. I told you I love Kenneth Walker to be the Rookie of the Year. He didn't play much. He was injured through the first, whatever, four games. But he looks like this is a team that probably didn't need a running back. And then they went out and drafted Kenneth Walker out of Michigan State. Yes, he.
Why do you hate Geno Smith?
I don't hate Geno Smith.
Give us a list.
I don't hate Geno Smith. Guys were talking prior to the show. And they're like, would you have Geno Smith on? I go, yeah, just not a very good interview. We've reached out to have Pete Carroll on. For a long time.
He wasn't back in the day, but maybe since he's gotten better, maybe he's loosened up a little bit.
Well, he's got more to talk about, that's for sure. By the way, it all comes down to this. A final showdown between Laurie Strode and Mike Myers, 45 years in the making. Catch the epic conclusion of the Halloween franchise with Halloween Ends. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock. Our two poll question. Yes, Todd will have his Halloween names. He just sent them to me. I just think you're going down a path that you shouldn't go down.
Yeah.
You're trying too hard. Trying too hard. Yeah, Paul.
Why send them around? Aren't they supposed to be a surprise on the air for everyone?
Well, I think he wants some acknowledgement. and I think you're proud of these and you shouldn't be.
I think the big surprise is going to be Todd's mask.
Well, he's got to put the mask on. And then he gets to do the Halloween names. All
right. That's going
to
be fun.
Hour two poll question. By the way, operator Tyler standing by. Tyler is in his tiger outfit. A couple of the backroom guys. There you go. There's Tyler if you're watching on Peacock. Tyler, pull up the hood. Turn around. Let's go.
What is that? Can he dress up like a media professional sometimes?
How lame is that? So he's got a tiger outfit on. That's Dylan. Dylan is one of the Katy Perry sharks.
It's one of my favorites.
And then there is Picture Day Ray all the way in the back. That's Rob, the disappointed Jets fan. Actually, just a Jets fan. And that's not a costume for him. He's a Jets fan. I thought the Jets were going to beat the Patriots. I did. I thought, okay, let's go, Jets. Let's prove that, you know, let's take some receipts here. If you're going to take receipts from anybody, Bill Belichick and the Patriots have owned you. That's 13 consecutive losses. Yes, Steve.
And for a minute there, it was looking great for the Jets. They were on fire.
I know.
That one roughing.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Completely took the air out of that balloon.
Yes, it did. But you have these young quarterbacks who hold on to the football way too long. And I don't know if something clicks. Well, for some it doesn't. But you get to the point where you go, I got X number of seconds in my mind, throw it away. But he has sometimes ability can be a disability because you have so much talent and you go, I can make crazy plays. You can, but you want to be consistent. And Zach Wilson, not consistent. Even if you're throwing the ball, he didn't even do well throwing the ball away where he got intercepted. That's one of those where you go, same old Jets. Like you go, maybe this year. You know, they beat the Packers in Green Bay. Sauce Gardner, maybe defensive rookie of the year. All right, you know, made a trade, brought in Robinson. Defense playing well. Coach, and then you do that? Yeah, Marv.
Are we off the Jets bandwagon now?
We shouldn't be.
Was
some,
this
some maybe, but it did feel like the same old Jets.
This was a really tough loss because I'm with you. How many straight losses did it have?
I think it's now 13.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
But it feels like at 5-3, this has already been a successful season for the Jets, right? And, you know, you're going to get Jets fans who are panicking. I don't think you should panic. This is part of the growth that you're going to have as a young team and the growth you hope to have with your quarterback there. But I'm watching and I'm going, you know, you just can't make those mistakes. Not at home. You're supposed to win that game. That's the 13th straight win over the Jets. That matches the Chiefs' 13-game winning streak over the Broncos, the longest active streaks in a series. Yes, Marv.
Oh! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Yes, Marv.
Hey, this week, the Bills play at the Jets. Could this be a game where this switches the MVP? Mm. Look, if they lose to the Jets, wow, Paulie, you're not showing. Wow, the Jets can show no love.
Thought it was a bit.
You can't say they don't have no chance. Any chance? They got a chance
at home. Come on, Jets.
Yeah. And then you're watching the Giants against Seattle, and that's the only game that had two teams with winning records in it. I'm thinking. There is no way you would pick that out at the beginning of the year. Hey, week 8, give me the matchup where you have the only game with teams with winning records there. And looking at some of these other, you know, if you're going to look at the hierarchy, Buffalo and Philadelphia, then you probably have Kansas City. Dallas is in there too. Is Minnesota a top 5 team? Now, they are top 5 team just based on their record, or do people believe that's five straight wins, five straight one-score wins, and then they have Buffalo and Dallas back-to-back in November? Run down who the Vikings have beaten.
The Vikings handled the Packers week one, then close wins over the Lions, Saints, Bears. They took care of the Dolphins, and they pretty much took care of the Cardinals. A little close.
Yeah.
But no heavy hitters.
Tennessee doesn't go away. You know, you got Tannehill, who was injured. Malik Willis came in. But they're 5-2. But can they score enough points? Derrick Henry looked great against the Texans. The 49ers, they're now 4-4. It seems, does anybody have more weapons offensively than the Niners do? When you look at Debo and McCaffrey and Kittle, Ayuk, and then Jimmy G, all he does is win. Yes, Mark.
Ohio State football.
They're the only team in the country with more weapons than San Francisco. And Seattle is 5-3. They've averaged 33 points a game in October. Defense isn't very good, but the offense has been very good. I still love Baltimore, but Mark Andrews has a shoulder injury. Cincinnati, this is a big game tonight. They're 4-3, and they still have Tennessee and Kansas City, Buffalo and Baltimore in the last seven games of the week. They have the Bills and the Ravens week 17 and 18. You have the game tonight. This is the Browns' season. If the Browns don't win and you're going to bring back Deshaun Watson. By the way, did you see where LeBron James says he's not going to be a Cowboys fan anymore? That he had a problem with them because they wouldn't allow the players, I think, to take a knee prior to games. And then he goes, you know, I'm going to be a Browns fan. Like, he has a problem with what happened in Dallas with ownership there. He doesn't have a problem with ownership in Cleveland bringing in Deshaun Watson. LeBron, come on.
Think that one through.
Yeah, 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 Marv.
Tell LeBron, love you. Feel free to join us on this planet. What in the hell?
I know. When he said it, it's like, what, it's something to do with morals or integrity or something, and he can't root for the Cowboys, and so he's going to root for the Browns. Yeah, Paul.
He should get one of those NFL Rob Lowe hats where he doesn't have a team. He should be flexible. I'm just a fan of football. Yeah. I'm here to watch games.
Yeah.
Because then you're not in any trouble. I love the league.
Yeah. That's still one of the most bizarre hats of all time.
The best.
NFL logo.
Is that just, although, if you look in Tyler's room, I do have an NFL hat that they sent me.
Go NFL.
So it's off to the right. Tyler's going to get it. So, yeah, I got an NFL hat.
Well, that's like one of those Super Bowl fun hats.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
Go NFL.
Yeah. So I got an NFL hat.
Not ready to declare which team I'm rooting for yet. Rob Lowe's still weighing
NFL,
his options.
Football.
I just root for everybody. I just want the league to do well.
What's the poll question, hour two?
We got a big one, hour two, Dan. This is huge.
Okay.
Whose career would you buy stock in? Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. What do they all have in common?
They're quarterbacks.
Yes, even more specifically.
They're disappointing.
Oh, first round picks, Dan.
Of course they are.
I feel like there's one that jumps out in the rest. Probably not. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance.
Zachmo.
Z, they like to call him.
Justin Fields, Mac Jones.
I'm going to say Trevor Lawrence.
It should be Trevor Lawrence 99%, and the other ones can split the other 1%.
Yeah, because Mac Jones didn't look good.
No.
Zach Wilson giveth and taketh away. Justin Fields, he kept him in the game. I mean, they kind of were hanging in there until third quarter. Who else is in there? Oh, Trey Lance. I have no idea.
Trey Lance has played 5 minutes in the last 5 years.
He gets an incomplete. I would say Trevor Lawrence just because of what he started with as far as athleticism, his talent. But that Jags bandwagon, they pulled over the side of the road. They're in a rest stop. They're not getting out for a little while. Yeah, Pauline.
Mac Jones in his career has 25 touchdowns, 20 picks. Davis Mills is second, 24 touchdowns and 16 picks.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is even, 22 and 23. Justin Fields actually has better passing numbers than Zach Wilson. 14 touchdowns to 16 picks. Zach Wilson's at 12 touchdowns to 16 picks. Justin Fields has about 1,000 rushing yards. He's the only runner in the group.
Well, he's played more, though. He played more than Zach Wilson, right? Games-wise.
Yeah, he played one more game than Zach.
Oh, only one? Okay. World Series tied at a game apiece, and rain in the forecast. That's game three in Philadelphia. Bengals at the Browns. The Bengals are favored by 3.5. Shannon in Indiana, and then we'll take a break. Ross Tucker will join us. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, morning, DP.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween to you guys.
Yeah.
Best and worst of the weekend. Best was watching that Ohio State-Penn State game, watching Marvin Harrison Jr., and then I don't remember the defensive guy's name. But, man, he took that game over, sir.
Good Lord. Seton, your Ohio State lineman?
Yeah, JT, oh, gosh.
Tuiasosopo?
Yeah, I had it.
Tuiamalawa?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Manu Tuiasosopo.
Yeah. Dang, I had the pronunciation down like 2 hours ago so well.
You did. You were like, you were walking around talking to yourself, trying to pronounce the name, and I went, oh, the Ohio State defensive guy. He goes, yeah. He had a couple of sacks and a pick six and a couple of tackles for a loss and fumble recovery, I think. Yeah, Paul?
How about I spell the name, you guys pronounce it. JT. Well, that's no problem. Tuimoloau. Tuimoloau-ish.
Ish. DJ Uyunglele. Chris Fuamatu Maafala. Yes, Todd.
Tuimolo.
Tuimolo.
I was checking that out yesterday, looking at old clips to make sure we had that right.
Okay.
JT Tuimolo.
It's definitely not Tuimolo.
It's definitely not.
It's definitely not Tuimolo. I'll go candy corns to the face.
Oh, candy corn.
Candy corns to the face.
Tuimolau? Tuimolau?
It could be Tuimolo. What is it? Like Tuimolau. Something like that.
What does JT stand for?
Maybe you play the highlight of him with a pick six, and you could hear the announcement.
Tuimolau. Tuimolau. It's like that.
Tuimolau. The attention to detail.
JT Tuimolau.
The attention to detail we have on this program. All right, we'll come back. Ross Tucker set to join us. We'll get to more phone calls. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Paulie wanted to play the guess the name of the Ohio State defensive player who dominated Penn State over the weekend. Seton, you took a stab at it during the live look-in.
JT Tuimoloau.
Tuimoloau. All right. Todd?
I have JT Tuimolo, and that's just what I thought I heard from broadcast.
All right. Paulie?
Tuimoloau. Tuimoloau.
Molau.
So the Lau is stressed.
Okay. Had one of the best defensive performances in the last decade. Marv?
Tuimoloau.
Wow.
Tuimoloau.
Do we have audio? Okay.
Never leaves one rock unturned.
First down to 10 of the 19. Intercepted. Wow. Tuimoloau again. Unbelievable. JT Tuimoloau has had the game of his life.
I don't know. Is it Marvin and Seton who got that? It feels like there's an extra syllable in there. Tuimoloau.
Are we sure that's the first time Marvin's heard it, or was he the person who ingested said audio?
Okay.
I saw him preview the audio, and I said, Marvin, stop so it doesn't spoil it.
Did you spoil it?
Paulie's not lying, but I did not listen to the entire thing.
Okay.
I just played the first second, and Paulie's like, nope, save it. Or he said it in a Paulie, save it, you mother.
Yes, Tom.
Maybe he's saying JT Tuimolo, wow.
Wow.
Just not picking up the first W of the wow, and twice he says it.
Never leaves one rock unturned.
First down to 10 of the 19. Intercepted. Wow. Tuimoloau again. Unbelievable.
Okay.
JT Tuimoloau has had.
Do you think that Gus is saying wow and then getting TJ Mula wow on purpose?
How do we know Gus is saying it right?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's go to Ross Tucker, CBS, Westwood One color analyst and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Can you help us with this at all?
No. You know why, Dan? This is unbelievable, okay? So I was down in Boca Raton because Saturday night for CBS – I called the UAB at FAU game, And for some reason, Dan, the only channel with no audio was Fox. And Dan, I'm a Phillies fan who lives in central Pennsylvania and had Penn State season tickets. So I watched the Phillies Astros with no audio. Then I was watching Penn State, Ohio State, no audio. I didn't even know the kid's name. I just know that he had pretty much the best game I've ever seen a college defensive player have. He single-handedly beat Penn State. Penn State might have won if that kid didn't make all those plays. So I have, in fact, that ingested audio, the controversial ingested audio, is the first time I've ever heard that kid's name in my life.
You can check him out at Ross Tucker NFL. He'll be calling the Eagles Texans on Thursday night for Westwood One. Your first half of the season MVP is?
Josh Allen. Yeah, I think it's pretty clearly Josh Allen. I think it's pretty close to say who's in second between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. But I think Josh Allen's been the best player in the league so far. He's incredibly impressive. No team feels like they're more dependent on one player than the Bills with Josh Allen. I know Mahomes is fantastic, but Dan, Josh Allen's their best running back. I mean, he's their best runner of the football. They are heavily, heavily reliant on him, which is good for the MVP vote. Bad because I just wonder how healthy he'll be later in the year and whether or not it impacts his ability to either be out there at all or just has his performance suffer a little bit because he's still taking more shots than he needs to.
And I wondered about this when I'm watching Green Bay. I know they lost. They lost by 10. But I saw positives there that they did pretty well in the second half against Buffalo. They ran the football. That's the team I thought we were going to see this year. Run the football, play really good defense, and then have Rodgers sprinkle in these young receivers. What do you think of the Packers moving forward based off last night?
Well, they do have a good defense. I mean, sometimes they don't get the best results, but they have a lot of good players over there. I mean, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, Jair Alexander, they have a very talented defense. I thought they did, for the most part, pretty well, holding Buffalo to 27 points. But the offense, 17 points is still not going to cut it. I mean, I know they ran the ball a little bit better, but it's kind of crazy to think about how far we've lowered the bar for this Packers offense with you and other people feeling okay about the fact that they scored 17 points in a primetime game. And the problem now is, Dan, they're too far behind to win that division. I mean, they're going to have to battle their fannies off just to get back and get a wild card to even have a chance. That's what's different between them and like the Bucks or the Niners, right? The Bucks and the Niners are still, in my mind, the favorites to win their divisions and talented enough and have enough of a playoff pedigree that once they do, they could do some serious damage. The Packers are going to have to really battle just to get in the tournament at all.
You know, you mentioned some of these teams. Like San Francisco might have more talent, skill position-wise. Could you think of another team that has more talent at the skill position?
You might say I'm biased because I do their preseason games on TV. The Eagles are pretty loaded, Dan. I was actually at the game yesterday, which I never get to do. After doing the pregame show, I tailgated, which is amazing. I wish I could quit all my jobs and become a full-time tailgater. And then I sat in the stands with my wife. You know, A.J. Brown, 3 touchdown catches of over 25 yards in the first half. Jalen Hurts, I just referenced earlier, is playing at an MVP caliber level, maybe just a notch behind Josh Allen. Miles Sanders having an awesome year. Dallas Goedert is a top 5 tight end in the NFL. Their number 2 receiver, Devontae Smith's a really good player. I mean, I think because the Eagles' O-line is so good and the D-line to some extent that their skill guys almost get overshadowed, but they have a really good group as well.
Yeah, but I look at the Niners. Now you have McCaffrey there, Debo, Ayuk, you have George Kittle. You know, it's Jimmy G where you're just not sure. It feels like if they're going to win, it's going to be because of him, and if they don't win, it'll be because of him. Is that fair? Like, how many quarterbacks do you say that about? If we win, it's probably going to be because of you, not making mistakes, and if we lose, it'll be because you did make mistakes.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably the case for, like, the Bills and the Chiefs with Josh Allen and Mahomes. I mean, if those guys make – the difference is, I think, between those guys and Jimmy G that you're getting to, Dan, or you're getting at, is that rarely do Josh Allen and Mahomes seemingly make those mistakes, right? It feels like Jimmy G is more up and down and that the team goes with the temperature of him. And he's had some really good playoff runs and he's had some bad games, but they looked – really impressive yesterday. And the key, I think, Dan, they ran the offense through McCaffrey, right? When they had Debo, they would run the offense through him a lot. But these guys get banged up. Both of them get banged up. Now Shanahan has two guys, in case one of them is not 100%, Dan, that he can really run the offense through and make them the focal point. I mean, 18 carries, almost 100 yards, 8 catches, including that awesome touchdown catch. I mean, he would be – I think McCaffrey, I would like to go through it someday and see how many teams I think McCaffrey would be the starting slot wide receiver for. Because I think it's probably at least a handful.
Dallas improves to 6-2. And, you know, now we're seeing a team that they can play defense. And, you know, eventually they'll realize that Tony Pollard is the better running back. But, hey, who am I? If you're looking at the top three, so you go Buffalo, Philadelphia, Kansas City, I'm going to guess. Is Dallas the next team on that hierarchy?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are, especially if they realize, like you just stated, which has been obvious to the rest of us for a couple years, they're a better team without Zeke. I mean, they're a better team when Pollard gets more snaps because of how explosive he is. I'm very curious to see what Zeke's usage will be like when he comes back. And my guess is they'll make sure he's super duper 100% before he comes back. But the way Dak played yesterday, you know, running a little bit, some of the throws he made, when Dak's playing like that, they are the fourth best team and they could compete with the top three. I mean, they are right there because of the way their defense makes plays. I mean, Parsons gets a touchdown. I think the Cowboys are right there, and I'm surprised. I did not think that they would be with some of the guys they lost, like Amari Cooper and obviously Tyron Smith injury, Lyle Collins to Cincinnati, Randy Gregory. It's impressive what the Cowboys are doing.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We know the rule. DJ Moore knows the rule. You can't take off your helmet during a celebration. What do you do with a penalty like this? That was poor, you know, pure exuberance on his part, but an immature moment. So spontaneity, took his helmet off, and, you know, it cost you dearly.
You know what's interesting? The whole rule was designed because it didn't want to be about the guys, every guy, as soon as they score a touchdown, taking their helmet off and showing attention to themselves, drawing attention to themselves, right? Like the taunting thing is they just don't want you to do something directly to an opponent because that's a bad example for the other leagues, the lower levels of football, college, high school, etc. It's the same thing with the helmet rule. They didn't want to start this where every time a guy scores a touchdown, they take the helmet off to get the TV time. And next thing you know, you got Pop Warner kids and everybody making it about them rather than the team. The word you use I thought was interesting, Dan, is exuberance, because I don't really think it was DJ Moore trying to draw attention to himself in terms of like, give me TV time. I think he was literally that excited. Yeah. Because I've known him since he was in high school, watching him play high school football. He's never done it in college. He's never done it in the NFL. I mean, he clearly knows the rule. I think he just lost his mind. And I can tell you, there have been a couple times when I've been on a football field where the energy is such that you almost like black out. I mean, it's so loud and the moment was so significant that you kind of black out. And it's like 10 seconds later, you're like, what the heck just happened? And I think DJ Moore had a blackout moment because he kind of realized it right away.
I hated to see it called, but I knew it was going to be called. Because it was such an incredible play, an incredible pass. And then I thought, oh, okay, Well, are they going to take the penalty on the extra point or on the kickoff? And they wisely took it on the extra point and sent Pinheiro back, because they did their research and they realized the numbers certainly going to be in their favor that he might shank this, and turned out to be correct.
It's funny, too, because if Pinheiro makes that kick or the kick in overtime, we're not even really talking about it that much, right? I mean, maybe you mention it casually, but it doesn't become a huge deal like it's become. I mean, I don't think Steve Wilks has a great chance to get the long-term job and full-time job in Carolina anyway. But, hey, you win that game, then you've won two in a row as the interim. You start to get some momentum, then you never know.
Well, these guys, you know, he wants to win, so that helps their helps his situation there. If they lose, you know, they want to get a higher pick here. You know, so I think you're going to have that mixed emotions with some of these managerial tanking later in the season. It's great to talk to you as always. Eagles, Texans, Thursday night for Westwood One. He's Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Best and worst of the weekend. Let's go around the infield. Todd, I'll start with you. Best and worst.
Now that I know how to pronounce his name, best Ohio State defensive end JT Tuimoloau has a record-breaking game. Probably screwed it up again. Has a record-breaking game in the win at Penn State. Two sacks, forced fumble, fumble recovery, two picks, including one returned for a TD. Worst, my Astros blowing a 5-0 lead with Justin Verlander on the mound Friday night in Game 1 of the World Series, even though they won Game 2.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
My best of the weekend, the Russells. What a weekend for the Russells. Westbrook, 18 off the bench, single-handedly powering the Lakers to their first win. Let's go, Russ. Russell Wilson, sorely needed win in London. I did appreciate, too, how he changed up Broncos country. Let's ride to Broncos lads. Bit dodgy, isn't it?
He did not do that.
My worst of the weekend, A.J. Brown getting drug tested the day after scoring 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Come on, NFL.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Yeah, just a coincidence.
Bit dodgy, isn't it?
Yeah. Marv?
Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee, 5 receptions, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns for the number 2 ranked Tennessee Volunteers.
Plus, they had a blown coverage the first touchdown. I'm thinking, there's certain players where you go, I don't want to lose sight of him. Whatever it takes, don't gamble. Do not gamble. And the defensive back came up on a crossing route, and they left him behind them. And then Hyatt made them pay. But I'm thinking, like Tyreek Hill, don't lose sight of him. I'm blocking the Cowboys. Don't lose sight of Micah Parsons. There's certain players where you go, I'm going to keep my eye on you the entire game. What else, Marv?
Other best, the Broncos and Jaguars game on ESPN Plus, so I didn't have to stumble upon it.
I had a hard time finding it.
Oh, thank God.
I had a hard time. And then I go, wait, we had Laura Rutledge on from NFL Live, who works for ESPN. And then I did find it, and then I kind of sorry that I found it. And it wasn't entertaining. And is it me, or is it just whenever players play in London, they look slower? They just do. They're like, man, these guys are plodding out there. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
I'm going to give best of the weekend to Stetson Bennett, the Georgia quarterback.
Junior the third.
He's 33 years old at least. I don't know how many guys this guy's shaking off. I can't believe he's still the quarterback of the number one team in the country. He'll give you 2 touchdowns and 270 yards in his sleep.
Yeah.
The guy, I know he's not going to be a Heisman candidate. And Brock Bowers, their tight end, is nuts for Georgia. And I'm going to go worst best of the weekend. Kansas State football, they find a way to stay relevant. They are always competitive. You know, they don't get the big recruits. 48-0 against Oklahoma State. They opened a can on the Cowboys. Ooh. Kansas State football, always respectable.
Bowers' catch on the deflection was wonderful. He's an athletic kid. Yes, Marv.
I always feel like since I was a kid, for some reason, you're going to find Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game. Like, boy, that Michael Bishop, he's a ball player.
Right.
Like, I've never even heard of him.
Yeah. And they had Lockett.
Darren Sproles.
Yeah. They have usually one or two of those guys.
The Colin Klein era.
Love the Colin Klein era. Todd has reached out to Ohio State. Do you want to?
So basically, it's just his initials is what's being explained to me by Ohio State for JT Tuimoloau. His last name somehow, sometime got truncated to JT Tuimoloau. Some people will call him JTT, but that's not accurate. So it's JT Tuimoloau. Molo rhymes with the chocolate-covered caramel candy Rolo. or rhymes with wow. So basically, it's just the JT is just his initials, first name and last name.
Okay, making a name for himself slowly. Yes, Paul.
So his initials are JT, but there's no T to be in his initials.
Well, there's no J to be in his initials.
No, there is the
Yeah, there is.
Jalen.
Jalen T, but there's no... He doesn't have a name with the T.
Yeah, it's not like John. You know, there's no T. I love it. He's JT without a T.
It'd be like Justin Timberlake. It'd be JT Timberlake.
Isn't the T Tuimoloau?
But it's usually.
But he's JT.
Yeah.
And then he's
JT
Tuimoloau.
So he should just be JT.
Yeah. Instead of they threw in another T.
Huh.
But there's no. He doesn't have a name that begins with a T other than his last name. JT. T.
That was hard to find. We went to every website that he was on, like all his bios and everything.
Yeah.
No JT.
Thank you, Todd.
Changing that to my worst of the weekend.
All right.
He needs a middle name that starts with T, and that would have made it make more sense, I guess.
All right. How about Terror?
There you go.
Terror.
And you could be JT.
When we come back, you didn't ask for it, but you got it. Todd has his Halloween mask, and he has his Halloween names. This could be my worst of the weekend already.
That's not nice.
But you just sent me some of these, and I root for you.
You do?
I root for you. Yeah, I do. It'll be hard to root for you after this, but that'll be coming up right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. How about them Lakers? Got a big win last night against Denver. Yeah. We've been saying since Russ got there, having come off the bench. Now he's coming off the bench. He played well last night. When he joined the team, I thought, okay, I don't want him starting, but I love that energy coming off the bench against the second unit. And he's come off the bench, had a good game last night. It only took 2 years, but Russ is coming off the bench, and maybe things will turn around for the Lakers. Makes more sense to me to have a... I did see the comments last night. Hey, where are all the haters now with Russ? Really?
Calm down.
After one game, now you're taking receipts here? Hey, what are we doing? Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Yes, Paul.
I watched a little Zion last night, and this is not news, but man, he's a nice passer.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
he really sees
good
the
feel
floor
for
well.
The game. Yeah. Good feel for the game. Somebody who doesn't have a good feel for Halloween nicknames, Todd joins us now. Todd has his mask on. Who are you, by the way?
How's it going?
Thanks, Todd.
I'm tired to breathe in this thing.
Luckily for us, it's hard to hear you, too.
Why don't you wear the mask the first 2 hours when you didn't talk?
There, you can take it off to do your headline.
It's too hot in there.
These are the Halloween names, okay?
Are we ready to roll?
Yeah, we are, Todd. Okay. These are Todd's Halloween names. If
I don't know how I'm going to deliver after the big buildup.
Well,
it's
not a big buildup. It was I want to build you up, but it's hard because there are some of these names you sent me, you really take a poetic license.
And, questionable.
Yeah, that it's not even funny.
Should I not read them?
But go ahead. No, I'm not going to go down that road. Don't read all of them. Just read the best ones. How's that?
That's fair.
Okay. All right, Todd's done. All right, yeah.
Yay. Hey.
Okay. Okay, go.
Joe Morgan. Like the morgue.
I got it. If I okay. don't get it, then you shouldn't have written it down.
Pee-wee Reese's.
Yeah, it's, all right. Pee-wee Reese.
Okay. Treat Rollins.
No, his name is Tree.
I'm just adding a T, though.
I know, but that's not...
Then you're not going to like a few of these other ones.
A preview of Christmas Tree Rollins for the next couple months.
One of our favorite broadcasters, Bob Costume. Bob Costume.
Bob Costume.
Costume.
It's terrible.
All the letters but U-M-E instead of A-S is what happened there. Spider Mitchell. People are afraid of spiders.
Donovan
Spider Mitchell.
And I got it. All right.
Fright Howard.
His name is not Fright. It's Dwight Howard.
Spooky Wilson.
No,
that's my Buckner.
It's Mookie Wilson. It's Mookie Wilson.
Slice Harper.
His name is Bryce. See, this is where you just get into dangerous territory.
Hacksaw Reynolds. Well, it's a nickname, but Hacksaw, that's scary.
No, I know, Jack. Hacksaw Reynolds. I know. Sorry.
Former Broncos tight end Ron Egloff. People like to egg people's houses. Ron Egloff. Wood Chipper Jones.
No.
Wood Chipper
no.
Jones. You don't want to be caught in a wood chipper on Halloween.
No, not many people are.
Or any day. I mean, even if it was like tomorrow, I'd still be bothered by it.
Stephon Diggs, like a grave digger. Stephon Diggs, if you say it like that. Scary.
How do you think you're doing right now?
Not great.
Okay.
I got one more, and then the others are all old from previous years. Hmm. Ray Nightmare. Not too good?
That's not any good.
Bob Costume.
That's not good.
That was pretty. I thought I got a kick out of it.
Is there a way that we can make this work better, though? I mean, it's been 15 years. Well, actually, it's been closer to 20 if you include ESPN, although those were at least thankfully just an email, not on the air.
Yeah.
Is there a way that we can make this segment work better for Todd, though? Like, if he... It's
without serious. Not doing it.
Yeah, no, like where he, like, because Bob Costume is a pretty funny joke, but maybe if he did it like, I thought maybe the Sports Center tease would save it a little bit where he could somehow incorporate his creativity into that.
Yeah,
they've been doing that like all morning on the actual Sports Center. Every other word is like some kind of play on Halloween.
Yeah, But you maybe you could have done that.
I want him to do it really bad.
The Lakers season started in the morgue, but now things are brighter.
No.
The Mavericks coming up next, Bob Costume. He weighs in on the World Series. Will he tell us the winner? I don't know. Maybe he will, but we'll find out. Maybe we won't. Maybe he could do that.
Is that your Mike Greenberg impersonation?
Just, could be anybody he's doing.
That could be anybody that's on in the morning.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
You crushed that, though.
Triple-double for Buka Doncic. Buka Doncic.
That's not good either.
Yeah.
MLB in full swing. Joe Morgan weighs in on who he likes.
I think maybe if you do it as a sports center tease, maybe you could salvage something out of this.
Possibly.
Therefore, you won't stop and go, Joe Morgan. Morgan.
M-O-R-G-U-E. Joe. Morgan.
Yeah. Morgan.
No. May he rest in peace. Exactly. Yes, rest in peace. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. No more nicknames, Todd? We're good?
I got a bunch of others, but you told me I've heard those before.
We're going to run down a list of former Mets. Ray Nightmare, Spooky Wilson. That's all coming up next. Maybe it is. Maybe it won't. But we have the answers, or we don't. But maybe we do.
Dave Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Two hours in the books, one more to go. Thankfully.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.